Okay, open your Bibles. Romans 12. Please be very serious and be very attentive. This is really what I want to teach today. I pray I have enough. Romans 12 verse 1. Because I have some task to do today. After I send some of you away. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, please be very attentive to this. I beg you, especially ministers, normally workers in training, I should ask all of you to come to the front and say, in the front, but but let's do it this way. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your what? Reasonable service. Are you with me? Are you there? Come on. Verse 2, yes. And be not what? Conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that what? Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So now, please listen to me carefully. There is a renewing of mind that must be done in Christianity. There is something that is called your mind being renewed. Being renewed. Now, this is not just a one-time stuff that you do once and it's over. It's progressive. Write this down if you are writing. The message changes everything about you. The message of Christ changes everything, including your church pattern. Including how you have perceived church to be before. The message changes everything. If you're looking for a topic, call it Offices 1. Offices. Now, being a worker, like for instance, in a church where the message is not Lord, is different from being a worker in a church where the message is Lord. Now, for instance, you have been saying that, what is happening? I've been a worker for, even before this guy preaching is born. Why is it that everything I'm doing in this place looks like it's not right? It's because of the message. Like some of you, if you are doing what you are currently doing right now, if you are doing it in your old church, you have been called the GO. I mean, you have been made the GO. But yes, with all you are doing, you are still being called what? Rebellious, right? So, that Philemon 1 verse 6 said that you should acknowledge every good thing that you have in Christ. Every good thing. Now, today, I'm submitting to you that one of the things that we have in Christ is a pastor and a local church. Write it down that way. Please, in that priority, a pastor and a local church. Two of them must be together, not a pastor in Lokoja and the local church in Badagry. A pastor, or write it like a pastor in a local church. Or a local church with a pastor. Can we have a local church without a pastor? A church without a pastor. So, go back to John 21:15. I'll be fast, but I know you understand what I'm saying. John 21:15. So when they are dying, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs, feed my lambs. 16. He said to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, you know that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. So, there is a commission to men to grow men. Write it down like that. There is a commission to certain men to grow others. There is a commission to certain men for others to grow up. See, God is not always against men. God is not against men. God is never against men, actually. Think about it. It was men that prophesied the coming of Jesus. It was men that spoke about his death. Men spoke about his burial. Men spoke about his resurrection. Jesus quoted men. He quoted Moses, right? Are you with me? So that you are seeing humanity does not mean failure. That you are seeing Don't see anything like just it's just a man. No. Man are precious to God. Are you with me?
Are you with me? Come on.
So now, of course, the epistles, in fact, angels are not people that God gave you to grow you up. For instance, in the epistle, you will hardly find anywhere that the writer of the epistle quoted any angel in the Old Testament. They all quoted men. Isaiah said, Moses said.
Men took care of the plan of God until it was actualized.
So, man is all God has formed to fulfill his, fulfill his plan for you. Does God have a plan for your life? How will God get it done? Through a man.
Through men.
At times, we love to we love to be able to say something like, I just grew. Who was your pastor? Nobody. How do you get there? The Spirit taught me.
Amen.
For instance, that Spirit that he said taught you, who told you you have the Spirit? It was a man. John said, the anointing teacheth you all things. Right? But if the anointing is to teach them all things, why is he now writing an epistle to them? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will send you out. Do that. So, the anointing teaches you all things. But, why did he now write it down? Are you getting what I'm saying? If the anointing all by his own is to teach you all things, why should he be written down? Why is he telling them that the anointing will teach you all things?
Say amen. Are vital in the growth process of Christians.
So it is men that performs that work of the Spirit in us. Anything you are told that the Spirit will do, please look for a man around.
Jesus. No, that's serious. Look for a man around though. Even the so-called salvation, Romans chapter 10, right? Remember? For how shall they what? Believe on whom they have not heard. And how shall they hear? Without a preacher. So, preachers are vital. John 16:7.
Brother, be fast. You are not opening your Bible as fast as I can. I mean, I love. Open your Bible and write something down. You are here, you know, you have to write down.
Write down. John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. But when he is come, he will what? Reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have many things to say of you, but you cannot bear them now. Albeit, when the what? Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. So when is that? So when did the Spirit of truth come? How do we know the Spirit of truth has come? The epistles. So when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come. So these things that the Spirit spoke, where were they written? In the epistles. It is not written in your heart, oh, I'm sorry. It's not written in your mind. It's not written in your subconscious. Just don't say that it was written. Paul said, and that should be in Ephesians chapter 3, he said, if you have heard of my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which I now document for you. So when he's saying all this, like he said in verse 14, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. In name, look at the Bible. You do my face. Show it unto you. Verse 15, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall what? Take of mine and show it unto you. So all this work of the Spirit is seen in the activities of the preacher. How will the Spirit reprove the word of sin? Through a what? Preacher. How will he teach saints of their righteousness? Through a what? Preacher. How will he declare the judgment of the devil? Through a what? Preacher. Same thing as Mark 16. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. So back to that same John. No. See, this is serious. John 20:23. I love to read this one as a warning, not just as an instruction. John 20:23. Whosoever sins you what? You remit, they are what? Remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are what? They are retained. Imagine. Despite the death of Jesus, Jesus is told the preachers that anybody that you decide to retain their sins, and guess how will they decide to retain their sins? By hiding that gospel, right? Are you with me? Because how are sins remitted? Through the hearing of the message. Faith coming by what? Hearing. Hearing the word of God. The word of Christ. So, men are all God has formed to grow you up. Stop looking for angels. Stop looking for the Spirit, in quotes. So, now, the first thing I'd like to deal with today is, write this down. The call of God is never to be received individually. Don't worry, I'll be able to smoothen all this tomorrow. We're going to have a great time here tomorrow. Don't worry. The call of God is never to be received individually or on a mountain. I'm sorry. I will make some statements that I will not clarify right now. You will understand as you will understand him better by and by. Every calling you have received on the mountain is confusion. Is confusion. Any ministry you ran after, because I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and he says, Sister Cynthia, I mean, any Cynthia in this place?
Okay, glory to God.
You must be sent out in a place. This is something I have loved not to talk about because I'm not. Sometimes I don't care. But I think it's not vital. Acts 13. Think about Paul. Paul saw a vision in Acts 9, right? Remember? On the road to Damascus. He saw a vision. But do you realize that until this Acts 13, his ministry never took any shape? He went on, go and preach in the place. They will stone him, pursue him. So, preach in the place. They will use basket to say, this guy is just stopping the whole town. Use basket. He'll just escape. Go. Later, Barnabas now took him to this. Let's see this. Acts 13. As I'm going. Acts 13. Are you there? Now, there were in the what? In the mountain, which is in Antioch, right? Is in the mountain. Eh? In a vision of the night. Church, not church. Amen. My God, it's all English teachers. It's called C5 in English. Amen. Certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, which is called Niger, right? ETC. Which had brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, they, as they ministered to the Lord and what fasted, the Holy Ghost what? Said. Oh, so the Holy Ghost had the voice, right? How did the Holy Ghost say it? To one of them. Separate unto me who? Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Verse 3, and they, when they had what? Fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Who sent them there? Men, right? But verse 4, one to go. Let's read. So they being sent for by the who? Who sent them in verse 3? But who is saying, I'm going to send them? Holy Ghost. So men sent them, and the Holy Ghost said, it's not just men, I did. So his ministry starts to take shape from this Acts 13. Well, just read everything we had before. Luke now add more things, more tangible things, more clear things, orderly things to write about him. That is why when he now went out, preached, when something happened, what will happen? They will all return back to where? Jerusalem, where he was being sent for. Imagine if all he had is that vision of Acts 9. So when something will happen, where will he go back to? We'll go back to the road of Damascus again, Rabbi, for clarification. If you receive, that is why there's a big man of God in Nigeria that said that, God, some of you are afraid I should forget and I've forgotten. I remember now. So, like, if you receive ministry in a vision, you will always be running back to vision to bring people into more confusion. It's not deep.
If your ministry started with a vision, you will keep relying on more vision. Tell anybody, say, be sent forth from a church.
Church. Amen.
So, what we call that jumping up and down, that itinerary ministry, I will tell you the place for it very soon. It births great disorderliness. Very great. An half-baked man.
Romans 12, verse 3. I say, hope you brought a PR note. You're not going home without a PR note. You're aware of that. I'm just not going home. I'm here to stand like this tomorrow. That's what I do. Romans 12, verse 3. For I said, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Please look at the Bible. Focus. But to what think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man, he was the measure of faith. Okay, verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Now, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Now, hold on. So, I'm coming back to this. Let me ask you a question. How do you discover your role? Your office. Well, somebody said, I want to know which of the fivefold ministry I am called for. Wrong question. I want to know where and how to serve God. Wrong question. The first thing to understand is your role where. Your role where. You have no role to play everywhere. You have no role to play to the general body of Christ. Are you hearing me? Hello, brethren. You have no role to play to the church of the whole world. Your role is played, write this down, your role is to be played in a unit of the body. Your role is always to be played in a unit of the body. God deals with us in units, in parts. That is why we have distinct letters to the seven churches in Revelation. He didn't give them one letter for everybody. He addressed each church individually. Of course, a church can learn from the exhortation to another church, but realize that God, Jesus himself, honored and respected that individuality, that segments, that sections. It's not for division, it's for order. Are you with me? So Jesus recognized that distinction. Please put this as not segment, put this as distinction. So serving God is based on the units you belong to. Ministry is based on the units you belong to. Your evangelism life is not personal. You don't have a personal evangelistic life. It's your evangelism life, your giving life is based on that unit. Go and see everywhere saints were told to give. They are to give in the church. Even to feed the poor, how do you feed the poor? Funny enough, in Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 3, when they want to distribute to the needy, how they do it? They bring the money to where? To where? Amen? So, your Christian life is lived out through a church. Hold on. Just be calm. Let me leave this. Ephesians 4 verse 1. Donating money to saints on TBN without honoring
a unit, a specific unit of the body is disorderliness. All personal ministry must, anything you call your personal ministry, it must not just span from the church, it must be launched by the church. Ephesians 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk what? Worthy.
Look at the Bible.
Worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Now the word vocation there is the Greek word klesis. K-L-E-S-I-S. It simply means calling. Same word as calling. Vocation. So let every man walk worthy of the vocation. Calling. So this is the question. How do you get called? Flow on. Verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the what? Bond of peace. Verse 4. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and grace and through all and in you all. 7. 1 to everybody. 7. Yes. But unto every one of us is given what? Grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Okay. Now, please, focus. Look at the Bible. Don't look at me. Grace there, we mean offices, not endowments. Offices. Unto every one of us is given assignments, grace, offices, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So, we have offices according to the measure of the gift of Christ. What is the gift of Christ in that context? Is this salvation? We have grace, we have offices according to the measure of the gift of Christ. What is the gift of Christ in that place? Just keep reading. Verse 8. Wherefore he said, when he has sent up on high, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts as men. The gifts are not just given to men, the gifts are the men. Keep reading. Just see the next verses. Now he that ascended, what is it that he also was descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that also was ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Right? Verse 11. Want to go? And he gave what? Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastoring teachers. Right? So Jesus gave some people. He gave some apostles. He gave some prophets. Why? Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. So, what will happen before saints partake in the work of the ministry? Perfecting of the saints, right? So, who will perfect the saints? Men. Who gave the men? God. So, look at the Bible. Look at verse 12. So, it is in that work of the ministry that the saints discover their own roles. See, God gave men. The men will perfect the saints. The men will launch saints for the work of the ministry. It is now in that work of the ministry that the saints will discover their own role in the unit of the body. Men are to mature us into ministry. It is men that will call you a prophet, not gift, not a vision. You can be, let me even say it in a funny way, you can be called a prophet today, and in the next year and next 2 years, you are, the church makes you an evangelist. So it's not a lifetime sticker on your head that you are a prophet. So all you can do is what? Professor. I prophesy. And don't forget, these are not capabilities. They are what? Offices. A typist can as well become the managing director tomorrow if you can upgrade our skills, right? Are you with me? That in this place, funny enough, like today now, Sister Eunice can play the keyboard. Eunice can play the keyboard, but I say, okay, no, you play the keyboard, you sing. So if tomorrow, can I swap their offices? But as they change their path, as that change their... Sacristy, I'll punish you. But as that change their endowment,
This is what I'm saying. Anytime I'm talking to the kid, look at me, lead them. That's what I'm saying. So, oh God, I've tripped. So I said, can I change their roles? Yeah? But has that affected what they have inside? So, which Christian is unable to evangelize? So, but can we give a man the role of an evangelist? Huh? Don't forget, who is an evangelist? Don't forget, all of them, they will now work toward to perfect the saints. That means somebody that's not just the only one that preaches the gospel, that will also what? Teach others to preach. Are you getting it? Same roles. So, therefore, roles cannot be given by God. Are you getting this? Roles will be based on the need in the unit of the body. On the need. God cannot be the one that says, okay, your holy job is to be a pastor. Or your holy job is to be a prophet. Your holy job is to be an apostle. So, when you see the job of an evangelist, you say, I cannot do. It is the unit of the body that determines your role, not God. Capital letter, not God. So, please write it down like that. That is not like a permanent sticker on your head. That, brother Joshua, your role in the body is a drummer. Verse 13, till we all come in the what? Unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God. No, it's funny. That means, oh God, I'm seeing the similarity of 2 Timothy 2 verse 2 here, that the things you have learned of me, commit thou to what? Faithful men, who shall be what? Able to teach others also. But if you look at this progression, he said he gave some apostles, pastors, teachers for the perfecting of the saints. The saints will now do the work of the ministry, right? He now said in verse 13, do we all? Whoa. So that would mean that in that work of the ministry that some people are doing, more will now come to what? Unity of the faith, right? Of the knowledge of the Son of God. So, a man will mature men to mature others. Are you with me? So, and a perfect man unto the measure of the stature or the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in ways to deceive. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. 16, want to go? From which the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted, by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of what? Itself in love. So, this is the only way we can have order and continuity. Enough of just going to a place, just scatter everywhere, do Holy Ghost meeting, get them saved, do this, and nothing is happening after you have left. It's not helping this generation. A lot of people have gotten filled with the Holy Ghost, go back to them in the next 2 weeks. Speak in tongues again. Nothing. It's gone. Are you with me? Say continuity. So, continuity can only be ensured when we do it together. So, all those ministries that we have done, please, see this, get this clear now. All those ministries we have done outside the walls of the church was necessary because of a decay in the body. But from the beginning, it was not so. I know you get what I'm saying. Like, talking to myself inclusive, every ministry we have done, without being launched from a unit of the body. Tola, are you with me? Without being launched out from a unit of the body, it was necessary because of the decay we have. That was never the original plan of God. Take myself for instance. I've gone out from campus, layered, preaching, getting many men into the knowledge of Christ. But that is not the perfect plan. That was necessary because of, I call it, the decay in the body.
Because of the, because,
you know, anyway, just wait for part two. Let me not talk too much on that.
Because if you have a church right now, that, get this right, if you have a church right now that has the priority of the Bible, the priority of the gospel as its own full priority, ministry should be done from there.
Are you with me? For instance, I can say I started, of course, although I've not called it Leo then, but I started it right from where I was in RCC, G, right? That's when I started. Of course, it's obvious. A full ministry like this, in the unit I belong to then, I cannot span it from there. It cannot be. Are you getting this?
So, but now to now have a standard world church, let me say like Saints Community, and you are still trying to say, I have my own, is rebellion.
Sink that in. Sink it in.
Ministry must be done from the unit of a body. Now, also, let me say this too. Individuals don't have a say to the general body.
When I say general body, I mean the body of Christ as a whole. Please write this down.
Individuals don't have a say to the general body. It is a unit of the body that can best help the bigger body. When I'm saying the bigger body, I mean the entire body of Christ. It is a unit of the body that can what? Best. So it's a unit of the body that can best help a bigger body. E.g., let me tell you the truth, though. Influence is real, though. Very real. For instance, all of us, we got Holy Communion from one church. We all know it. They influence everybody. All of us got fall down and die from one church.
Leave the name.
So, can we start giving out good influence too?
Is it possible?
But will that be done individually or as a body? No, it was a body that is saying fall down and die until even in deeper life. So small,
you know what I'm saying? No, if they say it out, if Pakumi catch them, voila. So they would say it in the spirit. Groaning, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
So, we can give out better things.
Now, I think Simon will be coming maybe early next year. I will call this the rules of engagement. Remind me. Rules of engagement. What should I move you for? You are too young. Okay, I have some good feedback. Glory to God. So this one will be the rules of doctrinal engagement. Like, what are the rules? What are the, you know, let's now put order to everything. So now, for instance, after you have said something like, all churches are bad, then where should people go to?
Everybody, all pastors, they are all thieves. Then where should people go to?
Are you with me?
So, you provide the solution. Ensure your church, write this down, workers, write this down. Ensure your church is a role model of what the body of Christ should be. Then influence others. Ensure your church is a role model of what the body of Christ should be. Now, I have not said you cannot correct a saint outside your church. I have not said you should not correct a saint on social media. Of course, you should. Mm-mm. But never forget the bigger picture. Never forget that your church can do it as a whole better. So grow that unit first. Tell your neighbor, say grow that unit first. Say help to grow that unit first. So it's sad. It's sad. It's sad when you have Christians, you can be up and down on Facebook fighting everybody, but you are not committed to the growth of one unit. One unit, a unit of the body. That is why it will be foolish for myself, for instance, right now, to suddenly start a daily crusade against winners. One day, somebody will tell your guy, wait, why not have 100 members first? Before attacking 10 million people. Are you getting my point?
Don't worry, I will clarify all that. Just trust me. Today is just a rough day. Tomorrow will be more.
So, it is not God, see this, though, it's not God's will that size determines who is correct.
No. And that's not what I'm saying.
I am not saying size of the church, size of the unit determines correctness. And that is not even God's will at all.
Because, you know, how many disciples? 12 disciples. Abi? I mean, Pharisees, plenty of them.
So, but your right to correct others, write this down, everybody. But your right to correct others is in the word that you have applied in ministry, not in knowledge. Your right to correct others is in the knowledge that you have what applied in ministry. I don't know if you get that decision. We have plenty that knows the word but are not willing to labor by the word to bring forth ministry in men. Ministry in the truth, by the truth, is your right to correct ministry in falsehood. Not just the truth.
Are you getting the difference?
Ministry by the truth. Ministry in the truth is your ticket to correct what? Ministry in falsehood. Not just knowledge. Not just truth. You can know the truth, but you are not applying that truth in ministry. You don't have the right to speak against a man that is using falsehood to do ministry. Do you understand, brethren?
Amen, amen. Praise God.
So, it's not just knowledge. The church makes us that arrowhead.
Amen, amen.
It's the church that makes us the arrowhead. That shoots us in the right direction. That pulls us back when needs be. That supports us. That trains us. That shields us. That protects us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. They pull us back. They support us. They train us. They shield us. They protect us. So, never ask God your place in the body. Ask the body. Don't ask from God what I should do for the body. Ask the body. Ask the body. Ask the body of Christ. Imagine if we allow everybody to do what they like. Some people, because they can talk from morning to tomorrow, they just say, don't worry, my role in the church is to be a counselor. Counsel your soul.
Amen?
Some people, because they can frown, what will be their role?
Protocol.
Perfect. Or because you have packs, have you?
Yeah. One was standing one day, he was standing on his guy, he fell down. He carried him away, another person came to replace him. Sharp, sharp. Imagine. The angel fell. The brother down. See how this is.
So, your role in the unit must not be preconceived. It cannot be preconceived.
No. It must be appointed. It must be appointed. If we are all allowed to do what they like, me, I will just be the technical man till Christ come. Oh, God. You could have asked this, Brother Rafael. But one that knew me long ago. Ah.
Set up, sand all night. So, we now come. I'll be preaching jargons. I can't forget that night. There was an advert that we actually invested talk by Alabia and the rest. And in my big church then. And so that I all night setting, we got brought some nice equipment from Alaba. I read the manual all night, setting up feedback destroyer, this compressor, this one, this, went renew all the wiring speaker, did it all. When the message now came, that's why at times Pastor was just pushing. I'll just look at the micro, the speaker facing the congregation. I just press mute down. You know the meaning of that? The man will be hearing, he'll be hearing himself. But everybody, see, and you see people bouncing, thinking that people are talking. Amen. So you imagine if I allow this one to do what he likes, what will he be doing? Apala for Christ. Amen. Praise God. If I had allowed Rashim to focus on his destiny, what will he be doing? Driver, Holy Ghost driver, NCCF. If you have to allow Eric Tito, oh God, oh God, Pastor Ezekiel will be giving tutorials for the young. This is tutorial. Hallelujah. And Ojuts. Oh God. I tell you, if we are all to select what we should do, nobody will clean the floor. Nobody will clean the toilet. Nobody. Praise God. I see some people. We are still coming there. This is just part one. They call them choir. Dress, wonderful robe. Come for VG. You invite them for VG. That's why all those VGs are, you invite multiple choir. Immediately they finish their own ministry, what would they do? Outside to go there. It was to go what then? Now we're in one corner of the church. Oh God. Who will choose to go to Sokoto if I ought to select what would do? When you're hearing back by your. When you're la, what does you do that? When you're using sword to harass you, who will go? You send your money. Praise God. So John 17. Now, don't forget today, I'm still mixing the physical roles with the spiritual roles. I will separate everything later. Okay? I will separate everything later. Not today. Your primary responsibility is to the church. It is your church that is responsible to reach the world. Do you get that? Your own responsibility is to the church. It is now the duty of the church to what? Reach the world. It is the duty of the church to help other ministries. It's not individuals. We must be one. Say one. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself that they may also be sanctified through the truth. Okay, I will read 20. You read from 21 for me. Neither pray I for this alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. 21, want to go? That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. 22, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Verse 23, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved. How many times do we have that we may be one there? From 21, check how many times? Is it twice or three times? Three or four times? Come on, be fast. You don't want to go. Cynthia needs to go. Three or four, right? No, verse 22 looks like twice, as we are one. Okay, so now, so what is the fruit of that oneness? Verse 23, what's there? I in them and thou in me, that they may be one, made perfect in one, and that's the what? The world may know. So how will the world know when we are one?
when we do ministry as how?
As one.
Think about it. Despite the doctrinal persuasion of Paul, why was he still reporting to a man like James?
Although, don't forget, you know that he didn't shift ground on the word. He didn't shift ground on doctrine. But that unit must be respected.
That is why I am not part of anybody that is saying I am dormant. I am dormant in a place because they will not accept what I have to offer. No. You are either to ensure they accept or you relocate. But you cannot be somewhere you are recessive because you are saying, well, if I tell them, if I preach this truth, they will not take it. So what are you doing for them? I'm just playing keyboard for them. You are rebellious. Also, don't forget, there is also no man has the right not to gather. No man. Anglican is the only church in the area you are. Go there. But in the midst, what will you seek? That will maybe one in Dauphin. Are you with me? Are you with me, brother?
Let's wrap this up. So, Colossians 1:22.
So, also, we are not all directly responsible for God to God. And this one is hard. A lot of us seek. Let me say very well. We are not all directly responsible to God. You have to be responsible to your church. That is why a lot is tied to a good church. What I mean is that accountability to God is to be accountable to a unit of the body. You can't serve God outside that. You can't please God outside that. Are you with me? Are you with me? Colossians 1:22, in the body of his flesh, through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Now, 23, want to go? If you continued in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a what? A minister. I know you didn't look at that. There's something I want to show you guys there. So, Jesus presents us to himself through a man. Actually, verse 22 is salvation. 23 is ministry, actually. 23 there is ministry. So, there is a presenting that will actually happen. It's actually salvation plus ministry. Okay, for you to get that better, see 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have exposed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to. So who is presenting them to Christ? Paul, a man. So these people, how can they fail Christ if they refuse to listen to Paul? You need to help me with the keyboard. Thank you. Philippians 4 verse 1. That is why Paul called believers his crown. That is serious. Philippians 4 verse 1. Keep it slow. Oh, glory to God. Philippians 4 verse 1. Are you there? One to go. Therefore, my beloved brethren, beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my what? My dearly beloved.
See the words that he used there. He said, my joy and my what? My crown. So you stand fast in the Lord. So don't say, I report to Jesus. No. Don't say that. Find a unit of the body and report there. Your primary responsibility is to your church. And of course, in your church, you find your pastor. And it's your church, that means your pastor, that is responsible to God. Hallelujah. So everyone can't just be allowed to do what they like, eh? No. Or what they saw in the dream. Ministry is to be done from a place. It will bring order. It will bring continuity. It will be trackable. Everything, you will be tracked. It will be obvious when you are not doing enough. That is when you will be cautioned. When you are falling short. Remember what James said, be not many teachers. Why? For we shall what? Receive the greater condemnation, right? So that would mean if you know I've repeated something over time. I said saints are not what? Born rebellious. Remember that statement? That it is the pastors that turns the head of saints to chicken. Which when you don't tie it, your life will be tight. Do you know? Don't say so, although they will be judged for listening to rubbish too. But who do you think will receive the greater condemnation? The man. Are you with me? Because saints are doing what they should do. They should listen to the man in front. Are you with me? Think about it. In the days when all these epistles are written, there was no epistle. So all the saints all they listen to is what a man comes to the front and explains to them from the Old Testament. Imagine. Think about it. Let them take away Matthew to Revelation. Will the church still take shape? I'll be serious. We still have this epistle. We have this plenty of rubbish. What if we are all laboring on Genesis to Malachi? Oh God. Oh God. We are going to have an altar for animals here. In another corner, we have the rod of Aaron. You just imagine. In those days. So that would mean a lot is based on leadership. A lot. It was leaders that God trusts that do this thing well. He said, Peter, feed my sheep. He said, sheep, go and look for your food. He said, feed them. What do you want to feed them? What happens if the sheep does not want to eat? What will he do? Give him super hyper. You know that's a drug. You take super hyper, it's small like this. You will eat all your house. You eat. Try it. Says a lot. Amen. So imagine, Old Testament, there was no more everywhere. When did they just compile this thing? Yes, there was Christianity. So we still have all these materials and we are saying, that is why there is no Bible for personal Bible. So go for yourself. There is a gathering. A gathering is important. Amen. That's why the condemnation on pastors, it will be more than that on the members. So this is the only way that we can have order in the body. So tell your friends that is around a world church and they are not committed anywhere. Tell them to join. Don't do ministry yourself. You are retarding the body. We can reach the world best as one. With one voice. Say, I play my role. With joy. Say, I'm found at my duty post.
Say I'm found at my duty post. Just imagine if you wake up and your hand has relocated and is here. Your two hands, this one, is yours here. It's on your knees. What do you think will happen? You wake up and your eyes has relocated to where? To backyard. How something like Tola? That your nose that looks like a crab. Just wake up. You can't find it there. It's under your feet. Tell your neighbor, say, stay at your duty post. We cause the body a lot of pain when we don't stay. When we try to run our own. See, saints, the end point of ministry is ministry. Everybody will still lead. That's the point. But it must be done as a body, as a unit of the body. Now, maybe in part four also, I will discuss that. What are the things I can see in the place for me to say, I want to start my own church? We discuss it biblically. You see it? Is there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So get better in this. Be at your duty post. Receive ministry, get better. And glory to God. You know what? Guess what? Age is on our side. Amen. Glory to God. That is strong, girl. Imagine if we are doing this for the next 5 years. Amen, amen. Glory to God. I know 70. I'm just saying next 5 years. Let's make it sizable. Eh? Amen, amen. Many more to reach, but in the edifying assembly, we choose to do it together as a unit of the body. Pray in tongues, everybody. We choose to do it together as a unit of the body. There's no vision for you to have it to be a prophet. Forget it today. There's no calling that my son. It's based on the need. Which one can you not do? Which one should you not be able to do? Gift is different from offices. So your offices will be decided by the need in the place. Of course, you will be appointed. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. As Abra Joshua, when he's in Abuja, he functions as something else. When he's in Kaduna, he functions as something else. It's called roles. Roles, your roles in the body. We ensure that we do it together. Come on, pray in tongues. This is serious. If we all can get this, if all saints can get this and realize that no one is called to be an island, and no one is called to be on his own, to know God for himself, to do ministry himself. Structure. These structures are meant to help us, to guide us, to instruct us. Come on, pray in tongues. Do it better. Play your role in the body. Be at your duty post. Your primary responsibility is to the church. How do you please God? Through the church. Our church. I mean, how do you please God? Through that unit of the body. That is why, to the saints in Ephesus, to the saints in Corinth, to the saints in the individual churches, even Christ was writing a letter. He distinctly identified each of them. God deals with us as a unit. Stop seeing yourself as the GO of the body of Christ. Stop trying to take off one big responsibility to correct every ministry on the globe. Play your role in the body to be rebellious in the unit of the body, yet to claim to be a voice to the general body of Christ is dishonesty, is laziness, is to seek for fame, so seek for selfish glory, is to be ambitious. Play your role in the unit of the body, in that unit of the body, in that segment of the body. Play your role. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Katilarasa Gavala Bastegavati Katata Yekevile Rosa Dada
Let's sing, I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the path of the Lord. Yegoli, 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 do de do razate. Kako sevo laza. The church is the wisdom of God. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I chose the way.
That wisdom of God to reach the world is the church. Is the church. That's the wisdom of God. That's the wisdom of God. We do it together. We launch together.
Okay, roste gabantika late. Yeli mane rose bola to dade.
Play your role. Play your role. Play it. And play it well. And be always be there. Be always there. Be always there. Always be at your duty post.
He's always.